Welcome to Mesa City Council study session for October 5th. First, we want to excuse Mayor Giles, Vice Mayor Kavanaugh, and Councilmember Luna, who are all out of town. We will begin with an invocation by P.O. Shaw of the Jane Center of Greater Phoenix, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Mr. John Pombier.
Jai Janendra. Jainism is a religion originated in India. This prayer is about universal forgiveness, universal friendship, and universal peace. Kame mi sava jive, sava jiva khamantu me, mitti me sava bhuesu, veram majham na kenai. I ask for forgiveness for all living beings. I forgive all living beings. I have friendship with all, and I have enmity with no one. Thank you.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I've always wanted to do that.
Glad I could mark that one off your bucket list, John. Mr. Shaw, thank you for your invocation. Mr. Pombier, thank you. We'll now have the consent agenda written by Mr. Kevin Christopher.
Members of City Council, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Bikers Against Child Abuse, one-day charitable event Saturday, October 17th, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Colon Cancer Alliance Blue Note Fund, one-day charitable event Saturday, December 5th, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Christ the King Catholic Parish, 1551 East Dana Avenue. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for National Kidney Foundation of Arizona, one-day charitable event, Saturday, October 17th, 1924 West Rio Salado Parkway. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for A-Mart, 839 South Stapley Drive. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for E-Mart 99 Plus, 1836 West Baseline Road. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for the Carioca Company, 1166 North Higley Road. Item 3H, act on liquor license application for Xavier's Casa Reynoso, 5110 East Southern Avenue. Item 4A, act on 3-year term contract for document shredding services for citywide departments as requested by the city clerk. Item 4B, act on 3-year term contract for helicopter airframe parts and repair services for the Police Department Aviation Unit. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase one replacement front loader with box scraper for the Water Resources Department. This purchase is funded by the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund. Item 4D, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for biosolids removal and reuse disposal services for the Water Resources Department. Item 4E, act on contract for Greenfield Water Reclamation Plant Phase 3 expansion. Mesa's portion is funded by the 2010 authorized wastewater bond. Item 4F, act on contract for Val Vista Water Transmission Main Phase 3. This project is funded by the authorized 2014 water bond. Item 4G, act on 3-year term contract for real property escrow and title services for the engineering department. This purchase is reimbursed by light rail project funds. Item 5A, act on resolution approving unauthorizing the city manager to enter into a sub-grantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security for grant funds for equipment, training, and planning for the Fire and Medical Department's rapid response team. Item 5B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a sub-grantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security for grant funds for equipment for the Fire and Medical Department Terrorism Liaison Officer. Item 5C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to sell a city-owned parcel located at 26 East 10th Avenue to the adjacent property owner. The property is no longer utilized by the city. Item 6A, act on subdivision plat, Sossaman Center, the 1300 block of South Sossaman Road, located north of the northwest corner of South Sossaman Road and US 60. Members of City Council, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. We had one blue card given by Mr. Howard McGee that if The item came off the consent agenda. He wanted to speak, but I understand that is staying on the consent agenda. Do you wish to speak at all? Okay. All the items that were read in on the entire agenda are on the consent agenda, so we'll be voting on them in one motion. If you have a wish to speak, now is your time to turn it in your blue card, seeing that we have one citizen present. Okay, we'll take that in just a moment. We have a motion by Councilmember Glover, a second by Councilmember Thompson for approval of the consent agenda. Any further discussion? Hearing none, please vote. The vote is 4-0 with Council Members Luna, Vice Mayor Kavanaugh, and Mayor Giles absent, 4-0 in the affirmative. Our next item is items from citizens present. We have one. Miss Susie Horvath, yes. I get that right? Come on down. You have 3 minutes to speak on your issue.
I apologize. I got here by the skin of my teeth coming from the East Valley. Do I need to state my name for the record?
Please.
Okay. It is Susie Horvath, and I reside in Gilbert, and I am here standing before you today representing the Unite for Education PAC, and want to commend Mayor Giles and Kevin Thompson. He happens to represent a portion of our District 6, which is encompassing of our Gilbert Public Schools in the Mesa area. We have 8 schools, and a third of our district area-wise belongs there. And we have received their support, to which we are very grateful, as well as the Mesa City Chamber, I think, as well as Representative Douglas Coleman. I think there's certainly a corollary of good schools bring people to the community. And I know that you guys were just recognized as, I can't remember the exact periodical that got you that award, but it was for golf in schools. I have 6 children, 11, I was married in Mesa, and 11 months of our first year of marriage, we lived in Mesa. So it's great to be your neighbor, and I just want to just, again, compliment and commend those of the community, as well as acknowledge our East Mesa residents. We value them. I know that they have a great relationship with our orchestras, and they're very supportive of our efforts. And I just want to thank you for your time and your service. I appreciate what you do. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Mickelson, any other requests to speak?
No requests, sir.
Thank you. We have a motion for adjournment.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.